Sports Talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
I got scary news for the greater New England area. With no Zoe and no Beetle in today on 98.5 The Sports Hub, or streaming live on NBC Sports Boston as well. It's a night show takeover. Unfortunately for all of you, apologies in advance. Adam Jones, Christian Arcand, in until 2 o'clock on day one of Patriots preseason. It's kind of, sort of, real football season, Arcand, if you can feel the buzz out there, if you can feel the electricity in the air.
I can feel nothing but the buzz in the air, Jones. I mean, it's palpable.
I think part of it is because we're in the building today. Again, no Zoe, no Beetle. Of course, Scott Zolak, big television, I don't know if I should call it debut tonight, but Scott Zolak doing the television broadcast
tonight.
He's
on TV all the time.
It's true. I guess they're on TV every day.
Well, that's true, yeah. But even for football, I mean, you see him there.
And then, of course, Beetle will be doing pre- and post-game as well. So the delicate geniuses, as we like to say, Arcand, they can't,
right.
they can't be bothered to do this and the Patriots game.
They're only human.
So you're stuck with the night show here, and I think if they are human, we should be considered somewhat heroic in our quick turnaround from last night.
You know, superhuman.
Some people pound nails, you know, others fight fires, save old ladies crossing the street, things like that. Christian and myself, of course, have the quick turnaround from midnight to 10 o'clock today. So we'll be taking your phone calls all afternoon, 617-779-0985. I want to start with the Patriots, and we're going to have Dan Shaughnessy in studio from the Boston Globe. We can talk to him about the Patriots preseason opening. We'll get to some Red Sox items with him as well. But with preseason game number one here tonight, again, on these airwaves.
Yep.
I think compared to preseasons past, Arcand, and we discussed some of this last night, and the more we talked it out, the more I feel this way. Buzz for the Patriots this year is down. And that does not mean people don't care about the team or won't watch the game tonight, or
that the team's bad.
Yeah, or that right. People think the team sucks or anything like that. It's none of those things. It's just in preseason's past, when we were coming up to preseason game number one, think of all the things on the field people were itching to talk about, itching to discuss. And they're not there this year. It doesn't feel like they're there this year compared to last year, maybe the year before, although that had its own off-field component to it with the Flake Gate.
Right.
I think about a potential Super Bowl hangover as a reason for that. You know, fans just aren't ready to move on from the Super Bowl loss or really want to move on from the Super Bowl loss and aren't into discussing it in the meantime, I should say. They don't want to relive Bill Belichick's decision to bench Malcolm Butler, losing to a backup quarterback, all these things. Maybe some of it has to do with a little fatigue over all the drama and dysfunction this offseason. Belichick versus Brady, Belichick versus Kraft, Belichick really versus everyone.
Versus the world.
So maybe fans don't want to go there, or maybe it's something else. And I know you have a theory as to why that is. Why, if you even agree, and you can weigh in, maybe you don't, 617-779-0985, if you even agree that buzz is down. And I'd like your theories as to why it is. Why aren't people as excited, it feels like, for the preseason to fight? Like, football is actually here, kind of, sort of, in a way. Preseason game number one is here, and it just feels like that engagement level is a bit down from years past. I know you have a theory as to why.
Yeah, well, I have a couple theories. I think one of the big ones that we talked about last night involves no Jimmy Garoppolo. Garoppolo's not here. I think that when he was here, you wanted to see a glimpse of what the future would be like at that position. And to piggyback off that a little bit, and I hate that term, but you know, there's more to it than just no Garoppolo. This offseason was largely uneventful. Last year in the offseason, you traded for Brandon Cooks, you traded for Coney Ealy. I mean, they really loaded up after winning that Super Bowl. And people were dying to see what the new team would look like, what the new offense would look like. And there was also still the Garoppolo factor then. This offseason, you've seen a lot of guys go and not really been replaced. I mean, there hasn't been much of a splashy signing. There wasn't really anything in terms of rookie draft picks. You know, Sony Michel would have been nice to see, I guess.
Well, but one of them, they did have a splashy draft pick, but he's hurt.
He's hurt. He can't get on the field. That's unfortunate. Even if he was healthy, I don't feel like Sony Michel was going to really raise the buzz level all that much. And I think that's something that Patriots fans aren't really used to here. I mean, there's the Super Bowl loser curse. I know that that's, I don't think it's really real, but it's a little more consistent than the Madden curse or the Sports Illustrated curse. It's tough for teams who lose in the Super Bowl to get back there. But really, I think it just has more to do with the offseason. I think the offseason from a PR perspective just wasn't that good.
Okay, so I think the lack of a shiny new object is big. You know, there's no Gilmore signing. There's no Cooks trade. There's nothing like that.
Claiborne? I mean, is that, that's it, right?
No. Adrian Claiborne? People walking up and down the streets are like, hey, you ready for Adrian Claiborne tonight? McCone's wearing, well, I would have said this. It's the magic of radio that I was lectured about by Sarge the other
day. Theater of the mind.
But there's no, nobody rocking their Adrian Claiborne jersey. You get that in the mail yet, McCone? You get your jersey?
Still waiting.
Your
for regular season.
Your Danny Shelton jersey?
Week one. Yeah.
Isaiah Wynn jersey?
Yeah. You'll use that week one. your Isaiah Wynn jersey. Exactly. Like, there's no shiny new object. There's nothing to get excited about that's new on the roster, unless you like the trenches, unless you want to get down in the trenches and really break it down. And if you do, I guess more power to you. But I think you're in the minority. So the first thing you hit on to me, the more I think about it, is maybe the most interesting. No Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah.
And ever since he was drafted, from the press conference the night after he was selected, Bill Belichick, well, we all know Tom Brady's age and contract situation. From the second Jimmy Garoppolo came in as the highest quarterback that Belichick ever drafted in his tenure in New England, going on two decades in New England, Garoppolo has had a buzz about him. He's been a talker. And the reason for that is you feel like you're seeing the future with this organization. It's like, okay, Brady's here and Brady's great and he's the GOAT. But Garoppolo's the next guy. Garoppolo's gonna be the one that Brady hands this organization off to, willingly or unwillingly, for the next 10 years. That's what people thought.
Mm-hmm.
He's Steve Young. He's Aaron Rodgers. He's the next guy. And so the more we talk this out, the more I think about it, the more that's why buzz is down. And maybe the more accurate way to say it is that buzz was up the last 4 years, like preseason. Like, maybe this is how most of the NFL feels about the preseason and how we used to feel about the preseason before Garoppolo got here. Like, okay, well, it's kind of sort of a real game and I'll watch when the starters are in, but what time do the Red Sox play again?
Yeah.
Like, maybe that's how most people have treated preseason, but for the last 4 years, we treated it differently. This was a look at the future. This was a window into the next guy, the guy after Brady. And no Jimmy Garoppolo. What do you really latch onto tonight? It's not Brian Hoyer.
No.
It's not Danny Etling. What exactly are you latching onto for this game tonight? Garoppolo was always, always, always something you could rely on and look forward to in the preseason. It was really the only time you saw him outside of Brady's four-game suspension to start 2016. I think that's why buzz is down, or maybe to put it more accurately, buzz was up the last few years and we're back to normal preseason levels.
Yeah, I think that's probably closer to the truth there. Buzz has been way up for the, Garoppolo, sure, loading up last year in the offseason. The Deflategate scandal, we had Aaron Hernandez a couple years ago. There was Tim Tebow in camp a few years back. I mean, there's been a lot going on here in terms of newsworthy things over the course of the last 4 or 5 years in camp and in the preseason. And this year, it's just, I don't know, it seems like all the stuff was really internal. And it was kind of, fatigue maybe for the Belichick versus the world stuff that you mentioned. Like, people, I think, are getting tired of hearing about that. And that's really all we had. There wasn't much in terms of any, you know, big trades. There were some signings that I think will help the team. Shelton will help the team. I think Claiborne will be a, you know, good acquisition. McCourty, on offense, though, what's your big offensive sign? Eric Decker? I mean, is that who we're supposed to get excited about here in the preseason?
Well, Kenny Britt, of course.
Kenny Britt, who's not playing. I mean, it's not, you know, there's really not much there.
I think you're forgetting about Jeremy Hill.
Oh, right, yeah.
They bring in a second fullback. I think they have a second fullback now to get real real gassed up about McCone.
I'm excited for Jordan. No, that was too trite.
Right. Jordan tough. Matthews. Yeah, hopefully you didn't order that jersey on presale. So I think all of that has to do with why buzz is down. And again, I know how this works, Arcand. I'm the bad guy. Here's Jones says no one cares about the Patriots. Patriots are fourth in the city now behind the Red Sox and the Celtics and the Bruins.
That's
according
what you
to
said.
Jones.
I heard it right out of your mouth.
No matter what I say, that's what people hear. Like, I understand that. They're fourth in the city now. They're behind the Bruins and the Celtics and the Red Sox. Good call, Jones. Great call.
Can't believe you said that.
Like, it was inflammatory. That's true. No one's saying the Patriots are down in terms of the other teams in this city. Mm-hmm. You know, the Red Sox are grabbing maybe a little more attention, but I don't think that's why buzz is down.
I think it's part of it. I think it's a little bit of it. You know, the Red Sox right now, especially after that sweep of the Yankees, I think that there's certainly a stronger buzz with
them.
So
maybe a bit, but yeah. I think it trails some of the other things we listed, maybe is how I want to put it. But if you want to put it on the list, fine. It's on the list. Okay. It's on the list. But it's not at the top of the list. And I'm not telling you people won't watch this game tonight. I'm not telling you they won't watch in the regular season. I'm not telling you the Patriots suck. I'm not saying any of those things. I'm just telling you, as a talk show radio host, Arcand, I think we are in a good position to gauge this year to year, week to week, season to season, things like this. And going into the preseason in years past, it was always Garoppolo this, Garoppolo that. How's he going to look? What do they do with him? How long do you keep him? What are you looking for in this game tonight? There's not a lot of that this year.
No.
There just isn't. I mean, again, correct me if I'm wrong, 617-779-0985. And there are a few things that I think you can sink your teeth into a little bit. We'll get into them. How much does Brady play in this game tonight? How much should Brady play? How much does Edelman play? How much should Edelman play? I think those are two prominent ones that, again, we can flesh out. And maybe there are broader league-wide issues that lead to buzz being down. We can get into that, too. But I think buzz is down, and I'm curious why you guys think that is, if you agree with it. Again, 617-779-0985. We'll have Dan Shaughnessy joining us in studio less than an hour from now. We will get to some Red Sox items with him. Maybe a little Celtics-Sixers rivalry that the NBA is trying to drum up.
Trying hard.
Maybe we'll get to that with Shaughnessy as well. And, of course, a lot of Patriots all day long at 617-779-0985. The heroes are here. We're not wearing our capes, though. Quick turnaround, Arcand. We're putting our hard hats and our work boots on, just like everybody else out there. So you can thank us later. No Zoe, no Beetle. It's a night show takeover, and we'll get to your thoughts next.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5 The Sports Hub. No Zoe, no Beetle. It's the night show takeover, Arcand. Had to set the alarms early and get ready for preseason game number one, Patriots and Redskins. You can feel the electricity in the air. I was walking down my street earlier to Danny Shelton jerseys everywhere. Adrian Claiborne jerseys like you read about. I think I even saw a Danny Etling 58.
Wow.
Working its way down the street. The people are excited for this preseason game tonight.
As well they should be. I mean, listen, I think in terms of, you know, the Patriots being back in a really, really long offseason, which this was, by the way. And every time you lose the Super Bowl, the offseason's very long. There is, I think, a little bit of excitement here, just the very fact that football's back in our lives. But aside from that, I mean, there's none of the usual stuff.
Look, I like preseason football.
Yeah.
And I normally want to watch preseason football. And, you know, tonight, maybe we'll see this new targeting rule, I'm sure. Like, now that we actually get a bunch of games, like, get ready for a lot of target rule talk as the game progresses tonight. And, you know, when we're back in here tomorrow, like, get ready for that. Because now that there's a million games tonight in the NFL, not just one Hall of Fame game that went against Red Sox Yankees here locally.
Yeah.
Get ready for a lot of that discussion in this game tonight, after this game tonight, going into tomorrow, especially tomorrow. That'll be a big talking point coming out of it. So look, I'm not saying people won't listen to the game or watch the game. I'm not saying people don't care about the Patriots. They're fourth in the city. Someone corrected me. I actually said they're fifth in the city after the Bruins and Celtics and Red Sox. And don't forget about the Revolution.
Of course.
So I'm not saying they're going to suck. I'm not saying they're not the number one team in town. None of that. It's just compared to the past few preseasons, buzz seems down. And I think a lot of it has to do with what you're talking about, Christian. There's not that shiny new object to really latch onto. I think it would have been Sony Michel. At least for me, I can tell you, honestly, I love that pick. It's been a bit of a pet passion topic for me. The running back making a comeback in the NFL, so I have a vested interest in that. Sony Michel, to me, is someone you can sink your teeth into a little bit. It's a skill player out there. You can't do that with Isaiah Wynn. You know, unless you're, you know, Bedard or Gress or someone, you're not sinking your teeth into offensive line play in preseason game number one.
No.
Okay? Sony Michel would have been someone you could do that with, but he's hurt. He's on the shelf, which is unfortunate. And it's also unfortunate that they didn't take what I think you can reasonably look at as the quarterback of the future. And I was a no QB until day three guy. That was my slogan going into the draft. I did not want a quarterback on day one or two. But for content purposes, for watching these preseason games, I'm kind of kicking myself for that. It's like, man, it would have been nice if they took Lamar Jackson, Kyle Lauletta, someone like that, so we could actually have something to look forward to in this game tonight, which you always had these last 4 years with Garoppolo.
Yeah.
And now that he's not here, I don't think it's a coincidence that buzz is down.
Yeah, and it's not even just Garoppolo. It's mostly him, I think. That's the biggest position. But just look at the roster. There's not really that many good young players on the roster. And this is sort of, in the preseason anyway, I feel like, is when you see young players develop and sort of take that next step. Now, Trey Flowers is still pretty young. He's somebody I'd put there. I guess Shelton's still, you know, in his early 20s. But aside from that, you know, Dietrich Wise, the kid who didn't play last year, Derek Rivers. I mean, there's not really even that young player at any position that you look at and say, I really want to see what this kid does this season. I'm ready for this kid to take that next step and become a superstar. This roster doesn't have it. Now, does that mean they're going to be a bad team and they're going to have a bad season? No, I don't think so. But in terms of buzz in week one of the preseason, it doesn't have any of the normal elements that you usually have. And I think that's what we're hearing right now. I mean, that's why no one's really talking about this.
So I'm curious, you know, on the field, you know, where are you at in terms of this preseason? Do you feel like there is a lack of buzz? 617-779-0985. And if you do, I'm curious on your theory why. Have you heard too much about the Super Bowl? Have you heard too much about the dysfunction between Brady and Belichick, Belichick and Kraft, Gronk and Belichick, really everyone in Belichick? Again, 617-779-0985 is more related to personnel, as we've been discussing today, especially the backup quarterback, the quarterback of the future in New England, who's no longer here. I'm a little loath to introduce this, Arkand, but it has to get brought up. Is it just possible that buzz is down NFL-wide, not necessarily even for on-the-field reasons, and I know you have some more on that, but for some of the off-field stuff, you know, the league changes, rule changes, rather, that we were just discussing, the targeting rule, like, put a skirt on and we're protecting everyone. I thought this was football. I thought this was America. That sort of discussion. The anthem discussion, which again is why I'm loath to even bring it up.
Right.
Because I don't want to do 4 hours on that.
I don't want to do any hours on that.
But is it possible that buzz is down league-wide around the preseason and around football in general, and we're just catching some of that here in New England?
I think it's possible, yeah. I think all the Patriots issues still are what they are independent of this. But yeah, in terms of like NFL league news, the only league news in the offseason was anthem stuff, number one, and this ridiculous new rule that I guess the referees are going to try and figure out in real time during the games.
Yeah, like, no, that's going to be fun.
That should go well.
T's and P's to Jim Louth and Jeremy Conley and everybody on these preseason broadcasts for these 4.5-hour games they're going to get with a billion flags because the refs don't know the rule.
They don't. I mean, they really don't. Everybody went down to that symposium the other day. And they all agreed, hey, no one really understands this. They're going to be figuring it out as the season goes on. And as we've learned from, you know, catch rules and various other things that got implemented over the years, it never goes smoothly. And in this one in particular, I mean, it's tackling. Like, someone gets tackled on every play, unless they score a touchdown. Like, there's always someone getting tackled. And there's always someone lowering their head, either to make the tackle or to initiate contact with the person trying to tackle them. It happens on every single play. Like, this is going to suck.
It's true. The targeting rule doesn't apply to, like, you know, the Jordan Richardses of the world. Pretty much everybody Malcolm Butler didn't get to play over in the Super Bowl that Bill Belichick sat Malcolm Butler down for.
Johnson Batamosi doesn't have to worry about it.
Those guys just whiff on their tackles, Batamosi and Jordan Richards. But I think the targeting rule applies to most of the rest of the NFL.
Yeah.
So maybe we're just catching some of that, too. Buzz is down around football, around the preseason, league-wide. And, like, what is the dominant story with the NFL this preseason? outside of the two we just mentioned, Anthem and rule changes, like what's like the buzzy thing roster wise or like what was like the big move? What's the key storyline nationally?
I'm not sure if there is one nationally.
I don't really know that I can put my finger on that either.
I don't think I can. I think there's some there's about a handful of teams that really did some stuff in the offseason that really loaded up your LA Rams.
Like the Rams, I was going to say.
Yeah, the Rams
at the top of the list.
The Giants, I think, should be excited about their
Saquon.
About their rookie and stuff. And,
I like that.
New Orleans, you know, they got some young players there who were Houston Texans, I think, with the quarterback coming back and, you know, some of their good young talent. But really, I mean, the Patriots aren't the only team that had kind of a dud of an offseason. Most teams in the NFL. Did it seems like
yeah I mean outside of the Rams I'm pressed to think about you know another real buzzy offseason like oh you went out and you made the big splash like the what the Eagles called themselves again the super team what they call themselves
super team yeah
super team
yeah,
yeah. Of course the Patriots last year I didn't just think they were going to go 19-0 I thought they were going to go 23-0 I thought they'd sweep the preseason as well. So there's nothing quite like that, I don't think.
No, there isn't. And there's not really a lot of teams that you can look at and say, I mean, and it's interesting too, because a lot of teams like switch quarterbacks, like Alex Smith's gone out of Kansas City. They got a rookie over there, but no one's really that excited about it. You got, Kirk Cousins moving teams, Case Keenum's in Denver now. I mean, like a lot of stuff happened, but it just wasn't that big a deal. You know, like, is anyone in Denver really that psyched about Case Keenum running the team? Like, is anybody in Minnesota, are they all that jazzed about Kirk Cousins? I just sort of feel like there was a lot of lateral moves this season.
Well, same thing with the rookie quarterbacks, too. Are any of them going to start? Like, it's fun. There were a lot of rookies that went high. Are any of them going to play? Is Baker Mayfield going to start? Doesn't look like it from watching Hard Knocks. Is Sam Darnold going to start in New York? Probably.
Yeah.
But he's backing up Tim McCone over there. McCown's still the guy with the Jets. Allen's not going to play for Buffalo, so like maybe Buzz is just down league-wide, and maybe it has to do with some off-field stuff as well, and we're just catching that in New England. 617-779-0985. Let's get to your phone calls here. Dylan is in Providence. Get us started today, Dylan.
What is going on, fellas? Good to hear from you this afternoon.
Hey, Dylan.
So here's the thing. You guys touched on a bunch of topics over the last little while here, but I think the main reason for maybe Buzz being down league-wide is because there has been a lot of sea change going on across the league, not just with the rules, but like you guys said, a lot of players switching teams. So we don't really know what to expect from the product overall this year. As far as here in New England, I think the exciting thing about this season is that there are a lot of question marks. There are a lot of weird things that have happened since the Super Bowl loss, so we don't really know what to make of it. You know, Tom Brady being 41, you know, we don't really have the heir apparent on the team anymore. How is it going to look? The receiving core is a bunch of question marks. I find that exciting because we don't know who to latch on to just yet. I don't see it as a problem. I see it as, okay, who is that guy that's going to step up? It might not be an Eric Decker, but maybe it's a young receiver or, you know, somebody that we haven't even thought about on defense yet or one of the guys that was out last year. I see that as a positive thing and not necessarily as a negative.
Well, so to piggyback on this, Christian, I mean, the buzz might come right back once the thing kicks off tonight.
Yeah.
Like, you might see a young player or you might see someone like Decker and like, it might come right back after game one of the preseason. Like, I'm not ruling that out. I think a lot of people will watch. I think this is something we could talk to Dan about. More people are going to watch the preseason game tonight than the Red Sox.
I agree with that.
When they're playing the bum ass Blue Jays, like more teams are going to pay attention to the Patriots preseason game than the Red Sox tonight. I think maybe I'm wrong about that. So I'm not telling you people won't watch or won't be invested once the game kicks off. And maybe once you watch and football's actually kind of sort of back, the buzz will follow. So maybe you just need the kickoff and maybe that'll get people to latch in. But I'm just telling you from doing this for the last couple of off seasons, you didn't need the kickoff the last couple of off seasons.
No.
People were ready to go, you know, morning of the game, night before the game, week of the game. I think a lot of that had to do with the splashy signings and guys like Garoppolo being here.
Yeah. Last year, I mean, they really loaded up. They made a lot of, and that was after winning the Super Bowl. So, I mean, people were generally interested anyway because of that. The year before, there was the Garoppolo thing and Brady with the suspension, and everyone wanted to see what the future of the team looked like. And, you know, you had real interest, like real buzzing interest. People were talking about it all over the place. And you don't have any of that now. You just don't.
No.
It's just not there.
It doesn't feel that way. So again, some of it may be league-wide. Some of it may be the Red Sox. They're probably on the list. Though again, I think more people will watch the preseason game tonight. Certainly. A lot of it has to do with the lack of splash that the Patriots made in the offseason. Again, 617-779-0985. We can get to some on-field issues for tonight. How much you want Tom Brady out there? How much you want Julian Edelman out there in preseason game number one? Let's get to that right after the headlines here from Jets quarterback Josh McCown.
Sports Hub Headlines.
All right, the Patriots taking the field tonight at Gillette for preseason game number one against the Redskins. Still a lot of questions on who's going to play and for how long in this one. Mike Reese tweeting out this morning, though, that Marcus Cannon, Sony Michel, Harvey Lange, Kenny Britt, Matthew Slater, Jason King, Nate Ebner, Jonathan Jones, and Cyrus Jones all expected to be out for health reasons. Of course, you can catch the game right here on 98.5. The Sports Hub, Dan Roach, Matt Chapman going to have the call of this one. Coverage begins at 4:30 with pregame with Mark Bertrand and Chris Gasper. Elsewhere in the NFL, Ian Rappaport tweeting out this morning that free agent corner Dominic Rodgers-Cromartie will work out for the Seahawks over the next few days, and then he will do the same for the Raiders. Red Sox picked up their 81st win of the year last night as they topped the Blue Jays 10-5. Rafael Devers going deep for the 16th time this season in the win. Sox going to send Rick Porcello to the mound tonight. First pitch at 7:07. And the PGA Championship is underway. Ian Poulter, your leader right now, 3-under through 6. Tiger Woods, 2-over right now through 4. Sports of Headlines brought to you by the DW Field Golf Course. Improved greens and weekend morning tee times newly available. Make now the perfect time to play at DW Field Golf Course. Go to dwfieldgolfcourse.com. I'm Tim McCullough, Boston's home for sports. 98.5 The Sports Hub. Your next update, 30 minutes.
Miss something?
So what happens now?
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app. Now back to Zolak and Bertrand on Boston's home for sports.
Brady and a gun and an empty set. He's got Gronk slotting right, takes the shotgun snap, four-man rush, throws across the middle, four, Edelman runs to the 20, slanting right at the 15. He dives to the 13-yard line with a first down for the Patriots, but he rolls over.
Oh, boy.
And then he favors his right leg, if not his right foot, limping to the far sideline.
He's trying to shake it off, and hopefully it isn't the foot. I mean, he completely beats the linebacker across the face. Looks like he cut on it, but it was actually not contact.
That's your former radio crew, Bob Soucy and Scott Zolak.
I miss them.
On the preseason call. You'll still get them on television tonight. Of course, we'll have Rochi and Matt Chatham.
Who watches football on television, though?
On the radio
like,
side.
Who would do that?
That's a good point. And stay locked in on that radio dial.
That's right.
They're breaking down the preseason injury to Julian Edelman last season. And of course, as we know from watching Tom versus Time, Arcand, the reason that Edelman got hurt is because he bench presses too much. If you remember Guerrero and Brady, you know, giving Edelman all this crap about bench pressing, you know, like that's such a sin. While everybody else is doing pliability and won't even look at a weight, Julian Edelman does a few bench presses, and then the way they edit it, they cut right to him getting hurt in the very next scene. So shame on you, Julian. Hopefully you've stayed away from the bench this offseason.
Hope you learned your lesson.
Yeah, exactly.
Julian just wants to play another couple years, that's Julian's decision.
Cut to blowing out his knee. Like, that was nice. Way to back your buddy there. Way to back your guy. And it's Adam Jones, Christian Arcand, in for Zoe and Beadle. Night show takeover. 617-779-0985. We'll get to Edelman here in a moment, because I want to know how much fans want to see him play in the preseason compared to a year ago where he was playing and got himself hurt.
Yeah.
But let's start with Brady. Let's start with the big guy tonight. Normally going into the last couple of preseasons, I don't think anybody expected Brady to play a ton. You know, he's 40 or he's in his upper 30s. Keep him out of harm's way. Let Garoppolo and Brissett get their reps.
Right.
Let
the young guys go.
Outside of the Deflategate season, I think that's kind of how we've progressed the last few years. And I got to tell you, this year I feel differently because I've normally subscribed to that. It's like, all right, like I'm not saying put Brady in bubble wrap, like get him into a few games, but I don't need to see him a lot in the preseason. This preseason, I feel different. Brady did not show up to OTAs.
Right.
Okay, so there's strike one. Strike two would be there's no joint practices, which is out of Brady's control, but I have been told year after year after year that joint practices are actually better than a preseason game. It's a competitive environment. It's a controlled environment. You can pick the down and distance. It's situational. It's actually better, more quality reps than a preseason game because you can control it. So I've heard that for years. Well, now there's no joint practices. And on top of it, he's barely playing in training camp. He's barely throwing in training camp. So when's Brady going to get his reps? And I know he's 41 years old. Like, I get that. Trust me. I get it. And maybe you want to save the bullets and keep him out of harm's way. I understand that school of thought. But as Bill said, football players play. And at some point, the guy needs to get his reps, doesn't he? Like, I'm not making a prediction that he's going to play a lot in the game tonight. I have no idea how Bill is going to handle it. I'm making a case that he should play more than he normally does in the preseason. when else is Brady going to get his time on the field? And I already can hear the retort coming. Oh, yeah, you think after 2 decades in the league, Jones, he needs preseason reps? Like, he forgot how to throw? No. But I do think, and this ties into Edelman, I do think he needs to get his reps with all the new receivers. You know, get on the same page with them. They need to learn how to play with him. He needs to learn to play with them. I think that's important. And if you're not going to do that in OTAs, and you're not going to do it in training camp where he's barely throwing, and there's no joint practices, when the hell are you going to do it? He's got to play more this preseason beginning tonight.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that. And it's not because I think he needs the practice, and it's not because I think he's, you know, going to be rusty or be not Tom Brady or anything along those lines. It's the receivers. The receivers need this. They don't need to be, you know, hooking up with Brian Hoyer or Danny Etling and going to Montana with those guys and figuring out the chemistry with them. They need it with Tom Brady. And right now on the roster, outside of Gronkowski, Edelman, and Chris Hogan, I wouldn't say that Tom Brady has a strong chemistry with anyone. Anybody on the whole roster, any other tight ends, any other receivers. I guess James White you could throw in there. He's got a nice little thing going with White. But other than that, no running backs really, I don't think. Burkhead a little bit.
Yeah, maybe.
Even still, I'd like to see him get some reps there too. But these wide receivers, man, I mean, how much have we talked about this? The wide receiver core sucks. The least he can do is go out there and try and develop something with some of these guys, with Decker, with Dorsett, with anybody, you know, because right now it just doesn't exist.
Edelman ties into this. How much do you want to see Edelman in the preseason? And again, it's not a prediction, but I would say Edelman, I don't need to see a lot, like total opposite of Brady. You're not playing the first month. Let other guys, all the guys you just listed, let them get their reps. I actually don't need a lot of Edelman this preseason.
I don't need to see too much of him. I think we talked about this last night at wide receiver anyway. You can put 4 or 5 guys on the field at once. So it's not like it, like with quarterbacks.
It's different
than
QB.
2 years ago, you know, Brady, we're like, well, why is Brady playing if Garoppolo is going to be the guy? And that was a legitimate question because there can only be one quarterback out there. But there can be 3, 4, 5 wideouts. You can put Edelman on the field just to get him, you know, going a little bit. I would hate to think that they're giving him reps ahead of someone who might actually need them in the first month here, even like a Braxton Berrios or even, hell, even like a Devin Lucien, who I don't even think is going to make the team. But like in an emergency, if you have to bring him up because someone gets injured or something like that, or someone else gets suspended, I'd rather he at least was on the field running a route, you know, trying to catch a pass from Tom Brady, something along those lines. You know, it's really not going to tell you much, and I don't think it's going to be all that helpful if it's just Brian Hoyer out there for 3 games and then Brady plays in the third. Like, it doesn't make a lot of sense to me.
No, I want Brady getting reps, and Edelman, you can practice on your own, bud. You got a month to figure out your reps and get up to speed and get back into football shape, which he's admittedly not in. I mean, he said that the other day, last week. He's not in football shape. You're going to have to do that on your own time. Like, I want Brady getting reps. And again, this is why these tie together. I want Brady getting reps with the Deckers and Dorsetts and Lucians and McCarron. Not really Lucian. McCarron and Berrios of the world.
I don't know why I pulled Lucian's name there.
I don't either. But
don't know where
that
came from.
But, you know, get reps with the guys who might make the team and be out there. I think that's important this preseason. If Brady can't be on the field, he can't be bothered to show up to OTAs. There's no joint practices and they don't have him throwing in training camp. When's he going to throw? 617-779-0985. Let's go to Mark in Medford. What's up, Mark?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, Mark.
I'm not feeling the buzz this year either. I mean, just from the last Super Bowl up until now, and I still think there's animosity there in the locker room, you know, with the with all the big shots, you know, Brady, Belichick, Kraft, and whatnot, even Gronkowski. Personally, I'm more afraid this year. Brady's going to have his head more on a swivel than ever. And if he gets hurt, goodbye season. And I have the funny feeling that inside of 6 weeks into this season, I think Brady's going to go down with an injury. This guy's got nobody to protect his ass.
Okay, well, that's a little dark, I'll say. But I know you have some questions about the offensive line.
Yeah, and I think it's fair to ask them. I don't think as long as Dante Scarnecchia is there, I feel like you're always in pretty good hands with the offensive line. But the left tackle's gone, and right now Trent Brown's the guy who's in there, and he's had admittedly a pretty good camp from what everyone's saying, but it's also someone that the 49ers were A-okay with moving on from, and a guy who, I don't know, I mean, listen, the big thing with Trent Brown, he said this the other night, big thing with Trent Brown is that Von Miller gave him this ringing endorsement. Von Miller and Trent Brown have never played each other. They played each other in one preseason game. That's it. They've never played a regular season game against each other. It was one preseason game, and in that preseason game, Von Miller sacked Colin Kaepernick. So it's like, can we stop with the Von Miller thing about how great Trent Brown is? Like, yeah, Von Miller's a good player,
like,
but they never played each other.
It's good research by Arcan. He's like, why does everyone keep referencing these? They never played. They never played each other. How good could Von Miller even possibly know that Trent Brown's good? So there you go. We get to see Trent Brown in the preseason. Have you heard he's a big man?
I have heard that.
Have you heard that?
Someone told me that.
Have you heard that he's a big guy?
Big and very athletic for his size.
Oh, super athletic for his size. I've heard he blocks out the sun. I've heard some beat reporters say that, which I had never heard before.
And listen,
I found that amusing.
I think Brown will be fine, honestly. I don't think he's going to be some big liability. I don't think he's going to,
you don't think Brady's going to wind up on IR like the last caller?
No, I don't think that's the case. I think that whatever happens over on that side of the field, whether it's Brown, whether Isaiah Wynn has a really great preseason and they decide to promote him, wouldn't shock me. But I think in terms of, that's where your big offseason splashes were, on the offensive line.
Yeah.
You drafted a rookie, you got Trent Brown, and those are really the two big signings. The two big ones are right there in the O-line, and it doesn't get more boring than that.
No.
You know?
No. That is a snooze 101 topic right there. 617-779-0985. I'm generally not concerned about the offensive line. I was not a big Solder guy. I think he was fine, but I also think he's replaceable. 617-779-0985. Again, your phone number, Jones and Arcan, in for Zoe and Beadle. We got Dan Shaughnessy of the Boston Globe on the way at the top of the hour. Coming up next, we'll continue with your Patriots phone calls, and let's get to one member of the Boston Celtics who is actually embracing the expectations around this team. Wow. That it's been a while since we've had that. Let's do it next.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Zoe and Bertrand.
We're coming up on 11 o'clock, 98.5 The Sports Hub. Adam Jones, Christian Arcan, Night Show Takeover for Zoe and Beadle. We got Dan Shaughnessy of the Boston Globe standing by. We're going to plunk him down right in between us, Arcan, is what we're going to do.
Outstanding.
We're gonna make sure that he sits right in between us. It's like
like in his nightmares.
The analogy that I made, if you've seen this before on like the subway or on the T, is you see the signs for man spreading. It's like it's like a big problem.
It's a scourge in society.
You know, when everybody's kind of like fighting over a seat and the person in the middle just kind of gets in there and kind of like takes up all that real estate.
Oh yeah. It's usually guys who spread the legs. Yep. You know, that's the man spreading.
Yeah, so we're gonna have to fight Shaughnessy there in between us when he jumps into studio. And we'll start to mix in a few Red Sox items. I am curious, just for a simple question for everybody out there tonight. I know it doesn't totally apply. Christian and I talked about this last night. Everyone has DVRs, like you can record one game and watch back later. Yeah. We're all going to flip back and forth. But, like, primarily, which game are you watching tonight? You know, which game are you going to be invested in mostly tonight? And we can get to that with Dan coming up about 5 minutes from now. In the meantime, your phone call is 617-779-0985. And this, from a member of the Boston Celtics, Jaylen Brown, goes on the CJ McCollum, I wanted to call it the pull-up podcast.
Mm-hmm.
The same podcast that was in the news a week or two ago.
Kevin Durant, yeah.
Because Kevin Durant was on there, and these two were feuding like a couple Boston media members.
True.
Going back and forth, sniping at one another.
Day two of the Boston media fight, by the way.
That continues.
For 48 hours here.
But so, you know, McCollum and Durant were going back and forth. So Jaylen Brown, very bravely, goes on this podcast. And for once, thank God, someone in that organization is willing to embrace the expectations around the team. Like, you hear Danny Ainge, oh, yeah, well, you know, the East is really good. How about those Wizards? Like, no, it's not. The East is not good. And, you know, when we've had Rich Gotham on in the past, I made this analogy a bunch, Arcan. Like, we always have him on right before the year, Celtics president. And they're like, they're very, very hesitant to embrace the expectations around this team. You should be in the finals. You should be competing for an NBA championship. And thank God, Jaylen Brown is not pushing back on that. He's actually embracing the expectations.
How do you think the roster or the rotation is going to unfold this season? And then do you think you guys are getting to the finals?
We're getting to the finals. No question about it. But I hate how everybody's like, oh, LeBron's gone in the East. I know he did have a stronghold on the East for the last 7 years, but he barely got up out of there this year. And our mindset was like, man, he's not beating us again. And that's what our mindset was. Like, we had a bunch of young guys who could really play, and we didn't back down from nobody, you know. And a lot of teams did, you know. A lot of teams got caught up into this and caught up into that, and we just came out and played basketball, and that's what we do. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter if we are the favorite in the East or we're predicted to win 10 games in the East. You got to come out and play. Simple. It's like a 2K rating. Nobody cares. But at the same time, you know, expectation levels are there, and we have expectation levels for ourselves. So it's important for us to stay grounded and just continue to play ball, continue to play the way we played this past season, sharing the ball on everybody to get off, and everything to take care of itself. Like, we got a lot of talent on this team, and we got some real good mindsets, and it's a pleasure playing with them all. But we have to be on one page if we want to be successful.
Yeah, did you hear that, Gordon Hayward? We got to be on one page. Don't come in here stealing our minutes, stealing our shots. This is about me and Jason Tatum. That's what this is about, Gordon Hayward. So get in line.
That was about the most subdued NBA Finals guarantee I've ever heard.
Yeah, it's not. He didn't really have a lot of pop to it.
No question, we're going to the NBA Finals this year.
Yeah, boy, yeah, we're real excited about it. Happy to be here.
A lot of talent on this team.
I guarantee. That we're going to be in the NBA final.
Isn't that Shaughnessy would know? Isn't that how Max delivered it?
Get on my back, boys.
I think that's how Cedric Maxwell guaranteed things back then. 617-779-0985. I'm the bad guy. I'm glass half empty for everything. I actually love that someone there is embracing the expectations. Like, don't shy away from it. You are not just the favorite in the East. You are like the clear cut. Heavy favorite in the Eastern Conference. Who's the big rival? Who did the NBA just tell us is your big chief rival in the Eastern Conference?
That would be the Philadelphia 76ers, who you beat in five games without your two best players.
Without Hayward and without Kyrie Irving, they embarrassed Philadelphia. They pantsed them in the postseason in five games. Brett Brown was embarrassed. Ben Simmons was embarrassed. Joel Embiid was exposed. The NBA just told you, opening night and Christmas Day, that's your rival. And they're not close to you. They are not in the same zip code as the Celtics. So you are the heavy favorites. Embrace it. Act like the bully on the block. You are the bully on the block. You're now LeBron. You know, you don't have LeBron James on your team, but LeBron's in the West now. You're LeBron in the Cavaliers. You're LeBron in the Heat. That's you. So embrace it. Don't be afraid of it. And I actually like that someone there is doing it. Now, look, if you lose, you look like an idiot.
Sure.
These comments come back to bite you.
Definitely.
But you should not lose. He knows that. They know that. We all know that. So embrace it.
Yeah.
Thank God someone's doing it.
I like that he's setting the bar there. I like that there's some honesty coming out of the Boston Celtics. It's refreshing to hear. Not that I think Danny Ainge is some big liar or that Brad Stevens is a liar. I just think that they're not really willing to make those kind of statements. And I'm glad that someone did. It's refreshing. I think it's exciting. It gives you, and we're talking about buzz here with the Patriots to start the year. Comments like this, guarantees to the NBA Finals here before training camp even starts. That's exciting. It's good content. You know,
it's what I've been asking for.
Mm-hmm.
I can't chastise Danny Ainge for, again, talking up the, well, you know, I don't know, the East is pretty good,
right?
I can't chastise Danny Ainge for that, which I've done, and then turn around and
you can't, but you do.
I certainly criticize him for that, but then I can't turn around and then rip Jaylen Brown for being too brash.
Sure.
I can't do that,
right?
Like, that's inconsistent. So good. I'm happy someone actually understands the weight of the expectations and embraces the challenge, and not just, yeah, but how about the Pacers? Woo. You know, what about the Wizards?
About that Victor Oladipo, huh?
Like,
who I like, by the way. But
stop wasting our time with that, Danny. You're the bully on the block. You're the favorite. You're the heavy favorite. So embrace it a little bit. Brad Stevens probably will never do that. But I'd like to hear more of that from the Celtics. Thank God Jaylen Brown's willing to do it. Slow little clap for him.
Bravo. Again. Bravo, Jaylen.
Slow little golf clap.
Keep it up, buddy.
For Jaylen Brown. Good work.
Maybe bring a little energy next time. But other than that, A+.
Maybe make a shot in Game 7 next time.
Maybe
you could do that, too. You know, 617-779-0985. We have all your phone calls there. We also have Dan Shaughnessy of the Boston Globe joining us right after the headlines from former Browns backup Luke McCown.